I want to start a new topic today, and that's the theme of Nitilat Yadayim before eating a meal. This is something that some of us perhaps do several times a day, and certainly all of us do it quite regularly. But nevertheless, there's sometimes a lack of awareness about some of the details and some of the halachot. So I think it's appropriate that we should review these dinim. So the first question that I want to address is the question of how much of the hand needs to be washed for Netilat Yadayim. The Gemara in Masechet Chulin, Perek Kol HaBasar, says that you need to wash ad ha-perek, until the joint. But the question is, what joint are we talking about? And there are three opinions in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yona and the Rokeach of the opinion that it means you just have to wash the first two joints, the first two bones on the fingers, so to the middle of the fingers, really. Rashi and Tosfos are of the opinion that you have to wash up to the knuckles, that's the joint that we're talking about, and the Rif is the opinion that you have to wash up to the wrist, that's the joint that's being spoken about. How do we pasken? So the Shulchan Aruch in Orachayim Sim Kuf Samach Aleph Seif Dalad says that the shear for Netilat Yadayim is up to the wrist, and there Yesh Omrim, there are those who say that you only need to wash up to the knuckles. So the first opinion is that of the Rif, and the second opinion is of Rashi and Tosfot. Ra'ui Linhog Kedat HaRishon, and it's appropriate to follow the first opinion. So the Taz points out the fact that this expression, Ra'ui Linhog Kedat HaRishon, it's appropriate to follow the first opinion, shows that the Beit Yosef doesn't really hold that it's absolutely necessary. And in fact, the Beit Yosef says that it's something which is easy to do. And seeing as the Rif is of the opinion that you should wash up to the wrist, then it's kedai to be machmir like that. And that would seem to support the contention that it's not absolutely necessary, but just because it's easy enough, so let's do it that way. And the Taz of the opinion that really Me'ikah HaDin, there's no problem whatsoever just being makel and washing up to the knuckles. And he thinks there might even be certain advantages in that. If some people are machmer and some people are makel, then it turns it perhaps into two torot, different people doing things different ways. Maybe also people are going to be mazalzel, hold those who are lenient in low regard, and therefore very possibly, at least when you're in the presence of others, that it's the correct thing to be makel. That's what the Taz suggests. The Mishnah Brewer in the Bi'ur Halacha, however, disagrees. He says that b'shat hadchak, in extremis, when you're short of water, and it's not easy to wash the whole hand, so then ein limchot, you shouldn't object or protest against those who are lenient, like the second view in the Shulchan Aruch. But he thinks that the chatchila, in the first instance, really it is entirely correct to wash up to the wrist. Why is that? Because he says even though in the Beit Yosef it's been presented as just being the view of the Rif, so a dat yachid almost. In actual fact, he says there's a whole string of Rishonim who hold like that. He says that's also the view of the Rashba and Rabbein Chananel and the Smag and the Riva and the Aruch. And he says that in actual fact, even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out, but the Pashtus of the Lashon of the Rambam is that he also holds like that. One can also learn that Yerushalmi holds that way as well. So seeing as it's far from being a minority opinion, it's a mainstream opinion, if not a majority opinion, so therefore it's entirely correct to be machmer, unless one's really stuck. And even if one's really stuck, he's of the opinion that ein limchot, so don't tell a person that they're wrong, but not that it's necessarily right to be lenient. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Seif Gimel simply says that when doing the Netilat Yadayim, one should wash kol hayad, one should wash the whole hand. And the Rishonim quote the Gemara that says, in any event, that one should be generous with the water that one uses for the Netilat Yadayim. And this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch right at the beginning of the halakhot of Netilat Yadayim. So even though there is room to be lenient if necessary, it's certainly kedai where there's plenty of water to try and be machmir and wash up to the wrist. Ad kan.